The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, Beander Media Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
the Joe and Anthony Show on.
Oh boy.
Wow, look, we're live again or something.
Happy New Year's.
Yeah, Happy New Year. Happy 2020.
And it's also Martin Luther King Day too, so.
Yes, happy Martin Luther King Day.
Right.
Oh, where are we? Hold on. Hey, everyone. This is Anthony live in Studio A in Tampa.
And hey, everybody. It's Joe live in Studio B in Chicago.
Yay.
Hi, here, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 201 of the Joe and Anthony Show for Monday, January 20th, 2020. In case you didn't know it, the Joe and Anthony Show has a page on Facebook.com/The Joe and Anthony Show. We are also on Spotify, Google Play Music, iTunes, Radio for All, and on our website www.chiampa.org. Subscribe, add, like, favorite, or visit our website, just like us, damn it. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the QP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Thank you, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Bloody hell.
Oh, thank you, too, Roger.
You're welcome, Joe.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, Roger, thank you.
Also the robots.
The robots are everywhere.
How was your day or week or whatever, Anthony?
Well, it was a three-day weekend.
Years so far. How about that?
How my year's been so far? It's actually not been too incredibly bad.
No, I got to tell you something. So far, it's actually been on a right note. And it's frustrating at times, but overall, it's extremely positive.
It's on the right note. And just keep hitting the right note.
Yep.
Keep hitting the right note every time. There you go. There you go. There you go. Fantastic.
So it was a three-day weekend.
It was a three-day weekend. It is no longer... Well, this is the tail end of a three-day weekend, so... which was enjoyable. I quite enjoyed it. It was nice. Okay. Happy 2020. People still suck, and not in a good way.
Not in a good way, okay.
You know, I've had to go out and deal with things today and yesterday and all through the new year, and people are still little greedy assholes. So, how about you, Joe? How's that going?
Well, first off, it's the first of the Joe and Anthony Show episodes live in 2020. And yes, it is on a Monday, which is our traditional day, but it won't be that for long.
Because we just keep spinning the wheel of of whatever.
Yeah, our schedules have been a little bit topsy-turvy, but we are going to still continue to try to get you at least one episode a week. Well, that's all we give you is one episode a week.
And so, in all honesty, many of our... Most of our subscribers actually are, most of them subscribe through RSS feed. So,
right. And that could be through a multitude of a plethora of
things. So, and really our live listenership is generally not that high. For live listeners, we actually do, our bigger audience is actually in the recast, in the podcast, where people pick it up later on down the road.
Fine, I guess. So.
Yeah, I mean, we're still going to produce a live show once a week. Yep. It may bounce. How do you subscribe to our Twitter, Joe? Because you post our shows on Twitter, well, right?
No, I post where our show post mostly on Facebook.
All right, okay.
Yeah, Facebook and I think Instagram. I didn't do it for this show because I did something different.
Okay.
I did a Chip Skipper video.
Okay.
So it was a little different. Anyways, but let's just move on because time is precious. You can also visit www.shyampa.org for a complete broadcast schedule. And I think anything you need to know is really there, including our lovely chat room and our phone number and all that good stuff. I think.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. We have 8 seconds till my weed corner starts.
Doesn't your weed corner start at 20:08?
Yeah. I don't know why it says it's... Yeah, interesting. It starts at 20:06.
Anyways. All right,
well, then we'll give 2 more minutes then. So what do you want to do for 2 minutes?
Hello, continued wacky weather.
Hello, continued wacky weather.
Basically, here in Chicago, it was kind of warm, and then now all of a sudden we're going to get dumped on with snow. It's not that bad. It's only like, if at most, 3.5 inches to 5 inches. But what really impacts things is when the weather gets warm enough to where it forms into just ice. And if it's not pushed away, shoveled away, salted, it's a havoc. It's a hazard. And people need to realize that they need to fix it.
Oh, yeah, it can be. It can be horrible.
Very horrible. Yes, now, like, our front sidewalk is completely clear. The back, I took efforts today to make sure that it'll be nice and clear by tomorrow because it's going to get warm again.
Okay.
So for my Chicago listeners, you know, or subscribers at that moment, you know, if you've got a property, just make sure you take care of the sidewalk, please. Thank you. Moving on. I'm taking on a new position at another company restaurant that the owner owns. It'll be on Wednesday nights, and it'll be kind of cool. I'll get to learn a lot of different things as a server instead of just a brunch server.
That's exciting. That really is exciting. You know,
it is. It is exciting. I'll get to learn a lot about liquor and wines and all that fun stuff. So, yeah, that's coming up. And do we have any announcements, Anthony?
Let's see. Let me scroll up.
Voicemails, I mean.
No, we do not. I mean, we can check it. We can check it. We got 15 seconds till the weed corner.
Our chat room is open at shyampa.org, and our phone lines are ready at 813-327-8566. And whatever Anthony would like to do, his weed corner is next.
And I'd like to open a poll to the chat room. Is it me, or does it seem like Chip Skipper is a little quick tonight? Chip Skipper seems to be in a little bit of a fast forward mode. Relax.
You know, I'm feeling energized actually.
Well, that's good. That's good. That's good.
I had one whole device of this just recently. I feel very energetic.
Yeah, well, you sure do. All right. Let's do a weed corner news. You need to slow down, my friend. Slow down. All right. So the first one, headline is, Florida teacher is in danger of losing his job because he uses medical marijuana. This comes from High Times. Mike, 50, was placed on unpaid leave after the superintendent of schools recommended he be fired for testing positive for cannabinoids in early November 2019. Mike is a registered cannabis patient under Florida's 2016 medical cannabis law, cleared by a physician licensed under the state's program to recommend medical cannabis. When a fight broke out between students at a Marion County High School on November 5th, Mike tried to stop it and in the process injured his shoulder. Mike is seeking workman's compensation for the injury. He had to see the district worker's compensation doctor and take a required drug test, which of course came back positive for marijuana. Under Florida law, there's absolutely nothing illegal about his use of medical cannabis. However, he was dismissed from his job. He appealed the ruling and was placed on unpaid leave pending results of the case. School officials say the appeal process could take 8 to 10 months. But this is actually kind of an important case because in a lot of ways, and it's an important thing that's mentioned in the story, that under state law, there's absolutely nothing wrong with his use of medical cannabis. He's perfectly within his legal right. So
just like you would using alcohol. So
just like you would using alcohol.
Would that cause a problem as well?
Exactly. So if, you know, this law kind of is going to start challenging things and how Florida treats workers that are injured and seeking workman's comp while they have a card. This, of course, won't cover someone who does not have a card. If you don't have a card, you're basically fucked. But yep. If you have a medical card that's prescribed to you by a medical doctor, you know, this kind of almost falls underneath the Americans with Disabilities. I mean, it's medical marijuana. It's a medically prescribed medicine. So
wait till the cases start in Illinois with legal recreational cannabis. Right?
Speaking of which.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
What else we got in your week?
This is kind of a stacked, this is a stacked story.
Stacked.
It's a stacked story because one inevitably will affect the other. Unfortunately, because the capitalist system, someone always has to get the biggest cut of the pie higher up on the chain. Someone at the bottom always gets screwed. So, henceforth, the first story, which also comes, these all come from High Times, by the way, because I was lazy today. Workers at Cresco Labs in Joliet, Illinois, voted to organize with the United Food and Commercial Workers Union last Tuesday. Cresco Labs employs 562 employees in Illinois and has two cultivation centers in the state, as well as three currently operational dispensaries. It has plans to open five more retail locations with 1,180 employees in UFCW already represents over 10,000 cannabis workers in 14 states, including California, Washington, and Pennsylvania, which is phenomenal because, you know, they get better benefits and, you know, better pay and blah, blah, blah. But of course, as economics goes, it does eventually roll down to the product price, which most people are fine with paying if you're getting a better quality product and supporting a fellow American. Fairly. However, the problem comes when you have that on top of ridiculous taxation. Holy fuck. Chicago's latest 3% tax on marijuana would be in addition to the city's 3% planned tax, on top of state excise tax of 10 to 25% based on THC levels, plus the standard sales tax. Altogether, a potential 41% tax on marijuana products by this summer in Chicago. Go, Joe. You have the floor.
3% also for Cook County. So make that 43%.
Jesus fucking Christ.
And you need to up that 25% to 35% because the THC level will dictate if it's 25% or 35%.
Oh, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I think another story saw said something about 30, but I couldn't get a good representation of anything over 25%. So, yeah, it did look like there was some additional taxing from 25%.
It's expensive. So if the product costs you, I think a cartridge is supposed to be like $60. So just plan on spending like close to $100 for that cartridge.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. That's medical is sometimes the way to go. Anyway, let's move on before we hit your corner here in a minute. Illinois became the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana when its new law took effect on New Year's Day. Customers, both Illinois residents and individuals from neighboring states, formed long lines outside the marijuana shops on the first day of the new year to reveal and take advantage of the new law. The first day brought in a total of 77,128 transactions, averaging $41.18 each, for a total sales tally of $3.1 million, and by January 2nd, sales had swelled to $5.5 million, with some dispensaries even running out of marijuana products. And that's it for my weed corner. back to you, Joe, for your Joe Corner.
Thank you, Anthony, and Joe's Thoughtless Corner. Recreational weed sales are so good that a chain of dispensaries closed on Monday, January 6th because their workers were stressed out. But really, they ran out.
Wow.
So, yes, as Anthony stated, it's you know, I called it $3.2 million in sales on the first day of legal rec sales. I don't even think Colorado was that good on the first day. I think Colorado was like $1.2 million
you don't, on their first day. Yeah, it could be. You'd have to look it up.
So, but that can be easily Googled. We won't do that now. And so 15 new dispensary licenses were awarded. And this was actually as of probably two shows ago, because we actually canceled a show. Actually, we canceled two shows because this show was supposed to be Friday night.
Yeah, and things get moved around and
oh my god.
There and
if I can just say, you know, you got to be, if you are in the business that I'm in, you've got to be open to schedule changes constantly.
So we pretty much right now, the stable day that doesn't seem to conflict with any of our scheduling is Thursday. But again, that doesn't mean that a Thursday might get shifted to a Saturday or a Sunday. And it might get shifted to a 12 o'clock noon show on a Sunday or a Saturday or,
How does that happen?
I don't know. Who knows? But it might turn out that for that week, that might be the only time. So follow us on Facebook. And Joe will post regularly, I hope, to inform people when our show will happen so you can keep up with us. So the thought is it will not be this Thursday because we're doing a show on Monday and I cannot prepare for another show for Thursday. I have some homework due next Sunday. So, but that's that. And let's see.
Okay.
I think we're ready for Roger's National Day in about 10 seconds here.
Okay. It's time for our word of the show.
There you go.
Our word of the show was indolent, whose definition is tending towards laziness, like Roger, for instance. And now, this week, word is frankenfood.
Yay!
Frankenfood are foods made by the process of genetic engineering. Some examples: Frank stuck his genetic material in the corn, and now we call it frankenfood. That frankenfood sure tastes good. How did Frank do that?
I think we all know how Frank did that.
Oh, boy. Okay, Roger, take it away.
Wow. Hello. It's the other lovable artificial personality unit, Roger, if you didn't know it. And if you did, well, pip pip and Cheerios for you. This is the National Day moment for today. Well, it won't be today if you're not listening today. Anyway, the date I am speaking of is Monday, January 28th, 2020, and it is National Cheese Lovers Day, National Butter Crunch Day, and Martin Luther King Day. Wow. Well, Joe is going to pull real hard on a fake fancy lever that causes Anthony to push a blinky button that stimulates a rather whimsical spinning wheel, I think. Yes, yes, yes. No, no, no.
Yes,
take
yes,
it
yes.
away, guys.
Okay, Roger. Thanks, Roger. Tonight I'm enjoying the new 2020-year-old Poontang flavor from Paul and Stan's ice cream. Hold on. Available exclusively at your local neighborhood dollar miscellaneous store, where a dollar will buy you miscellaneous stuff. Go ahead and give that wheel a pull for us, Joe. There you go. Sounds like we got the normal wheel tonight. We paid the basic insurance premium today, so we get the okay. we get the normal wheel, the super normal wheel. There we go. All right, so this is how much we love our TSA, and this is how safe I feel in an airport. Our random news story comes from Tampa Bay News Channel 8 about a 15-year-old girl who's going places with a drink coupon.
Ooh.
I know, right? Tell me about it. Those drink coupons. They really add up, let me tell you. Yeah. According to the Orlando Police Department, a 15-year-old girl with autism that had been reported missing last Thursday was found the following day at the airport. The girl told detectives that she had taken buses from Apopka to the airport, the report said. She then told officers she found a drink coupon on the floor and used it to get through the TSA pre-check security checkpoint, according to the report. A statement from TSA provided conflicting information stating that the girl presented a valid and current boarding pass. They also stressed that passengers under the age of 18 are not required to present an ID. They said that the girl was screened and therefore presented no threat to the aviation system. Detectives said surveillance video shows the teen going through the TSA pre-check lane. The report from Orlando police did not mention anything about the girl having a boarding pass. She was eventually found near a Southwest Airlines gate. In October, a woman managed to get through security and board a Delta flight without a ticket. Back to you, Betty, from the wonderful world of the Orlando International Airport.
Oh.
Yeah, isn't that great? Did you fall asleep on me, Joe?
He's out and more that we recast on Chimba Radio. The World Labor Hour with the lovable Dave, Gus, and Bill. Headphone Meditations with John DuBose, and the Inept Supervillains podcast where black geeks drink while discussing society, politics, and geek-related media, usually to disastrous results. Be sure to visit chimba.org for our complete broadcast schedule, social medias, and much more. Want to be on the show? Call us at 813-327-8566. And now, for Joe's weather and news. Back to you, Joe. Betty out.
Well, thank you, Betty. And before we get to the news, sourced by our very own Chip Skipper, it's time for your Chiampa weather from Chicago's Chicago Midway Airport. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy. And 28 degrees Fahrenheit. The dew point is 18, giving us a wind chill of 20. The humidity is at 66%, and the winds are howling out of the north at 8 miles per hour. Pilot types, the visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low of 16 degrees, winds north-northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tuesday, expect sunny skies and 29 degrees during the day. Partly cloudy with a low around 24 at night, could be a gusty day. Wednesday, expect mostly cloudy skies, but warmer with temps in the mid-30s during the day. But watch out, a 30% chance of snow during the evening hours and another gusty day. Thursday, a 40% chance of snow before 3 p.m., then a 40% chance of rain between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., and then get this, a rain-snow mix after 4 p.m. All that changes over to snow after 7 p.m., with temps in the mid to upper 30s all day. Friday, a chance of rain and snow before noon, then just rain between noon and 5 p.m., highs in the upper 30s, lows in the lower 30s. And that's your Chicago weather, and now it's time for the news. And you know what? Well, what will we copy up and or think of next? Yikes, cool, I don't know. January 13th from our friends at UPI. A dedicated Star Wars fan in Utah used a 3D printer to make his own Stormtrooper costume.
Wow.
One significant improvement. Guess what that improvement could be, Anthony?
It had a gyrating penis.
That's a nice answer, but want to guess again?
It had a gyrating anus.
That would be creepy. Nope. But I'll tell you this much, the whole thing is bulletproof.
Oh, so my goodness. That's some serious hooker there, right? That's like freaking like what's that that's that movie, a Robo. That's like RoboCop, like hookers, like there, you know, like built to last, you know.
Yeah.
Ooh, pardon me, folks. Nils of Someplace posted a video to his YouTube chronicling how he spent about 9 months creating his own Imperial Stormtrooper costume with help from his 3D printer. I kind of incorporated all the things that I learned in 3D printing and DIY into this project, Nils told some TV station. Nils said a friend who works for a company that makes bulletproof components for cars inspired him to try and improve on the design from the Star Wars films. Stormtroopers don't do well in the movies. Once shot and they're dead, he said. So could we give them a little protection? Nils tested out his bulletproofing at a shooting range and found that, except for the non-bulletproof eye guard, the costume's shielding did its job. He said there's only one drawback to the protective garment. It is rigid.
Yeah.
These are very hard plastic pieces, so it's not a comfortable suit to wear.
It doesn't seem that way, does it?
It does not.
It does not. All right, so we're going to move on.
Yep.
We've moved on.
Really? I haven't. Moved on. But I can't hear the music in the background, so I don't know.
Oh, wait. How is it now?
There we go. That's so much better. Thank you so much. But why am I not surprised? In this story, we find out that a mortgage broker exposed people's personal info after bad Yelp reviews. Revenge is proving costly for one of California's mortgage brokers accused of attacking disgruntled clients who posted negative Yelp reviews about his services with his own snarky morsels about their financial and personal lives. Raymond, the sole owner of Mortgage Solutions, will pay $120,000 to settle allegations. He illegally revealed the credit history, debt, income, tax, family relationships, and other personal information of consumers who criticized him online, the Federal Trade Commission said some Tuesday ago. In replying to one negative Yelp review, the agency said, Raymond wrote on behalf of his company, also called Mount Diablo Lending, "Your credit report shows 4 late payments from the Capital One account, 1 late from the Comenity Bank, which is Pier 1, another late from Credit First Bank, and 3 late payments from an account named San Mateo, not to mention the mortgage fees. All of these late payments are having an enormous impact on your credit score." Isn't that lovely?
Yeah, that's kind of shitty.
Lovely. Boy. I tell you, man. Oh, boy! Fiddles McGinty!
We come back to Fiddles McGinty.
Yes,
as always.
Because Fiddles McGinty is a tradition. And, ooh, cow poop on the front porch. And that's what they say in, ooh, Fiddles McGinty. I don't know what the hell that means, but I'll just go with it.
Yeah, just go with it.
So, a British, you know, Dick White, man, he's really good. I don't know if that was just a thing, phase, but anyways, a British Columbia couple whose doorbell camera issued an unusual number of overnight alerts checked the footage and identified the late-night visitor to their front porch and escaped style. James said he and his wife installed doorbell camera at their home a few months ago to help with package deliveries. But they were surprised when it gave an unusual number of overnight alerts on December 14th. James said he was surprised when he checked the footage the following day. "It was foggy and he couldn't see anything, and then all of a sudden I see this tiny little light, and that changed into 2 lights, and then into a head, and a whole body," he told some CT in the adventure. The culprit was a cow standing on the front porch with another bovine nearby. "It was like creatures coming out of the mist," James said.
James
said the cows turned out to have escaped from a neighbor's enclosure. Apparently, a bear knocked down the fence. That's how they got out. So the animals were all helping each other. But the cows were rounded up by police and returned home. And that's a wrap on Joe's News, sourced by the lovable Chip Skipper and his crack news team. Back to you, Anthony.
Yeah, that's definitely a crack news team. But hey, we all have a crack news team working somewhere around here, don't we, Joe?
We sure do.
Anyway, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of this disjointed, southern fried, collusion-free, GMO-loaded experience? Then give us a call at 813-327-8566. This week on This Way Out, which actually I think may be changing, so this was last week on This Way Out, celebrating the queerest moments at this year's Golden Globe Awards, how one magazine's U.S. High Court LGBT right fight became the first one, and in other news, China accepts petitions for marriage equality, Brazil's Supreme Court resurrects the Gay Jesus Netflix parody, a U.S. appeals court rescues HIV-positive airmen, Poland left-wingers pick out lawmaker Robert Biedron as their presidential candidate, and Buttigieg, whatever the hell his name is, Buttigieg, the one the gays are all over, the Republican the gays love, burns Trump on religiously, whatever. All that and more, something we discovered this week, This Way Out. The International LGBT Radio News Magazine now on Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern on Cheyampa Radio. Hang tight, folks. We'll be back in about 4 minutes after we gorge some more on this this delicious Franken food. Ooh. I mean, let's be honest. This is some good stuff, right? I got some really good stuff here.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Cheyampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's Retro Commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED, Cheyampa Radio. Flashback.
Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Clean pots and pans, just like a whistle.
Ajax cuts grease faster than any other leading cleanser.
Use the main, the elbow packs, when you start cleaning with Ajax.
Ajax really polishes as it cleans.
So use Ajax, the foaming cleanser. Bust the dirt right down the drain.
My gosh, they're right. Foaming action Ajax makes even the dirtiest pan shine like new in a jiffy.
So use Ajax.
The big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O tuck. The Elka pudding just so real.
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy's got nuts. Mounds don't. Almond Joy's got real milk chocolate, coconut and munchy nuts too. Mounds got deep dark chocolate and chewy coconut. Sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't. Peter Paul, Almond Joy's got nuts. Peter Paul, Mounds don't.
Because
sometimes you feel like a nut, sometimes you don't.
Pickle lobe partuteries. Joe Wisdom is fiddling with my language circuits again. It's me, Betty, and you are listening to Cheyampa Radio.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the only continent with no active volcanoes is Australia? Did you know that elephants are the only mammal that can't jump? And did you know that a strawberry is the only fruit in which seeds grow on the outside? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more everyday facts you never knew.
180 over 111, and I had a stroke. I couldn't speak or walk.
This is high blood pressure. Get back on your plan. Go to loweryourhbp.org. Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Happy holidays from WEED, Chicago, Tampa, Cheyampa Radio.
This is John DeBose, host of Headphone Meditations. You're listening to Cheyampa Radio.
My butthole is dangling due to Roger intrusion error sequence. Basic command line terminated.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, why don't you go ahead and cue one of those robotic things?
Wow. Anyways, hello, Roger here. Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday, because up next we've got a Tampa weather forecast and what you've really been waiting for. Wow, Anthony's crazy Florida news. But first go grab your favorite devices, snacks, and or beverages, biatches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy everything. Take it away, the lovable Anthony.
Thank you, Roger. Are you going to make it there, Skips? Oh, my goodness. I might have to. Anyway. All right.
I don't know where that smoke went.
It's okay. It happens.
I think it went into my stomach.
You think what went into your stomach?
I think I'm going to burp out with a lot of smoke.
You might. Oh, I've done that before. And it's horrible when that happens because sometimes it just causes, it makes you sick to your stomach when it happens. Because it's happened to me before, and then sometimes I just feel nauseous.
Well, I just drank this entire glass full of oat milk.
Oh my goodness. Oat milk. See, I'm doing almond milk now for some reason.
Oh man.
I like almond milk.
Almond milk is fine too. It's just not dairy.
No,
like,
it's not.
Like, if I drank that much of dairy, I'd be in pain.
Yeah. Well, I was doing the lactose-free milk at first. That was my thing. But it's too sweet. And then I discovered the unsweetened almond milk is actually, it does really good in cereals because it doesn't add any sweetness to it.
Fart.
Yeah. Thanks, Roger. Anyway, Roger.
You're welcome, Anthony.
All right. Before we get to the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Tampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, and Joe is getting stunk out of the studio, it looks like, over there. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently fair outside. And 52 degrees Fahrenheit, 11 degrees Celsius for you snowbirds from out of town. The humidity is currently at 59%. The dew point is 38 degrees Fahrenheit, and the visibility is 10 miles. Figure that one out on your own. Tonight, Monday night, will be clear with a low around 40. Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 56, but we will have wind chill values as low as 36 early in the morning. On Tuesday night, we'll be clear with a low around 36, again with wind chill values as low as 29 in the evening. On Wednesday, we'll have some sunny weather with a high near 60, but in the morning, we'll still see that wind chill value low as 28. And Wednesday night will be partly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. And that's it for your Tampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. Now time for some crazy Florida news. Wait, I gotta find my button. There's my button. My button. My button. I'm still getting used to this thing. I'm still arranging my buttons and getting them in the right spot. All right. So the Tallahassee Democrat brings us our first Florida news story of the night about a man who got a little too excited about next day delivery. Woohoo! Next day delivery. A Port Richey man is in custody after police say he stole a FedEx truck and drove it onto the runway at the Tallahassee International Airport. A Tallahassee police officer was looking out the window of the airport when he noticed a FedEx truck driving on the runway about 1:30 in the morning on Monday, according to court records. The driver, who was 23-year-old Aaron, told the officers that he was trying to get back home in Pasco County, but did not know where he was or how he got to Tallahassee. He said he found the truck with the keys in it after he jumped several fences and was trying to drive out of the airport complex. You hop the fences to get in, and then you try to drive out. Don't hop the fences to get in. You will not have to drive out. Earlier in the night, the Tallahassee Police Department received a call from his mother that he was under mental duress and could not be located.
I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Aaron was arrested on site and was charged with grand theft of a motor vehicle. The FedEx truck was damaged, but the company declined to press charges. Well, that was nice of them, you know? So, you know, they could have been like a little crazy doodle with it, you know, but they didn't. And Joe's going to cough up a lung over there. So we're going to move on to our next story. This one is... oh, the toe-sucking one. Yeah, Joe, this is a why not me. This is a why not me for Joe. Yeah, as Joe is sucking his thumb and looking rather provocative with it, too. That's kind of... wow. All right. Well, anyway. Our next crazy Florida news story of the night comes from the Bradenton Herald and tells us about a man with a little bit of a foot fetish. According to Bradenton Herald, a 20-year-old man was awakened by another man sucking on his toes around 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday. Hashtag why not me, Joe. The victim was sleeping in his bedroom when the suspect somehow entered the locked home. When the victim asked the man what he was doing, the stranger replied that he was, quote, here to suck on his toes. Yeah, right? Tell me about it. So anyway, the victim, who was home alone, began throwing punches at the intruder, forcing him out of the house and into the yard. Manatee County deputies say that while being forced out of the home, the suspect tried to fondle the victim's genitals. The suspect then fled the area after being punched by the victim, but not before he punched out a window to the victim's home and the victim's car windshield. Deputies tried to find the suspect, but were unsuccessful, according to reports. If found, the man will be charged with burglary and felony criminal mischief. Yeah, right?
Yikes.
Yikes. All right, let's move on. Yep. Now we got the sexy Florida naked story. All right, so... our final and naked Florida story of the night comes from the Miami Herald and talks about a woman who got a little free in the Miami airport. Filmmaker Billy Corbin posted a video on YouTube that he got some attention last Wednesday. In a video, a woman is seen at the Miami International Airport wearing either a two-piece bathing suit or a bra and underwear, walking confidently by while singing an unrecognizable tune. Suddenly, she begins to wiggle out of her top, then strip, never breaking stride. A uniformed worker steps into the frame, stunned at the sight of the naked lady. Two women look on and snigger. The Miami Herald reached out to the photographer to find out the circumstances of the woman's public striptease. A spokesperson for the Miami-Dade police said that the naked woman, who was seen on Twitter by another bystander later jumping on top of a patrol car in busy traffic outside, was taken into custody Monday night for an involuntary mental health evaluation, also known as a Baker Act. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Uh-oh. Back to you, baby.
Back to you, Betty.
Well, you can thank the database that you are tuned into, Cheyenne Radio. We're always looking for unique content and people. Call Cheyenne Radio anytime at 813-327-8566, and you too can hang out in the studio with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique Q-Studio experience. Be sure to visit us at Cheyenne.org for our latest broadcast schedule, and... did you know you can chat on our webpage? Just click chat. But now, go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this, or that. Hold on, woohoo, here it comes, plethora, Monday. Take it away, guys.
Wait, hold on, I think I have something to say here.
Wait, do you?
I do, yeah, hold on. Oh yeah, okay. Wow, there's a human head in the refrigerator. So, yeah. we really have a few things to talk about tonight, Joe, don't we?
Why, yes, Anthony.
I think we do, yes. most definitely.
One thing is I can't stop, like, experiencing coughing fits.
That's interesting. Your connection has been kind of strange this evening, too. I don't know if...
Really?
We're not going to try to resolve anything. We're at the end of the show. Your connection speed has been great, but for some reason, it sounds like we're having some type of a cancellation issue because it's like we can't do two-way audio. It's like when I'm sending you audio, you tend to drop out. And usually it's a loop. But we won't get into that. Yeah, go figure. We'll figure that out later. So it's fucking 2020, right, Joe?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Joe is coughing on the other end.
I can't seem to talk tonight. That sucks. It's like every time I try to talk, it goes into coughing.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Yeah. I think I had too much liquid. That's what's happening. My stomach is having a party right now.
You're having a liquid stomach party, huh?
Yes.
Okay, that's always fun.
So, the coolness that hath returned.
Yes, it's cooler again. We're in cool temperatures. I love it when it gets cooler like this in Florida. Just kind of feels like fall. Kind of lovely. Brisk. You can open up the windows and freshen up the house. It's freshen crisp. Up the house. So
the crisp temperature.
Crisp it, yes, crispy. So what's this thing about Illinois?
Oh yeah, all businesses in Illinois now need to go through specialized harassment and sexual harassment training. Excuse me. Oh my goodness. Basically it's tailored for the type of business that you run. So if you run a restaurant, it's different than if you run a hardware store.
If you run a strip club?
Yeah. I'm sure it's different then, too. I'm sure there's certain professional things that can and can't be done, just like in the restaurant.
True.
But it's going to be, I've been warned that it's going to be, like, really?
They always are. They always are. We go through them once a year at my workplace for insurance reasons, and it's like you go through and I'm like, yes, I know I can't go out and reach out and grab my coworker's genitals at work uninvited. I thought we all knew that. But apparently we don't, because we all have to watch this video every fucking year.
So, but it requires all of us to have a certification.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, no, I know the feeling that we get like a little piece of paper we get to print out. You've completed the so-and-so safe workplace environment training seminar on how not to stick your penis in your coworkers inappropriately. Completed January 12th, 2020. Yeah, I did all mine like the first week of January. I was bored. We have a caller. Yes, we do. Hold on, caller. All right, caller, you are on the air.
Hey.
Sounds like he's out.
He's all bagged, too. How are you boys doing?
We're doing well. I'm doing pretty good. You know, just kind of hanging out in the studio. Joe's burping up a little bit there. You know, apparently he's...
I hear him.
Yeah, he's had something. He's had something that maybe apparently doesn't agree.
Too much cauliflower, that'll do it to you.
Too much? Are you eating too much cauliflower, Joe?
No.
Okay,
no.
That's good. Broccoli will do it too, but broccoli makes you fart more, and it kind of makes it really stinky when you fart too. I try to eat broccoli when I know I'm going to be in confined spaces with my coworkers for the day.
I'll tell you something. Just a few moments ago, whatever came out of my mouth smelled like what you smell from a tar container behind a construction truck. You know, like,
really? Oh, really? A tar? Man. You're burping up tar, I see.
Oh, man.
I don't know if that's safe. What are you eating, Joe?
I just had some oat milk. but I had some beer.
Oh, man. Anyway, Joe, I want to know about that story about you gotta take sexual training. How do I do that with the bees, man? What kind of training we gotta do with the bees there with the sexual training shit, man?
Fuck if I know. Seriously,
it's unbelievable. Only the state of Illinois can come up some nonsense. I spent tons of money on some shit like that. What the fuck is going on in that state, man? I don't know.
So do all the bees get like little certifications, like little documents that they've completed the bees sexual harassment training?
I guess so, man. I guess so.
I mean, the bees really don't like do anything with each other anyway, right? They're kind of just like sexless drones, aren't they? Because really they all kind of like, don't they all just like bang the queen, like in the main queen or something? How does that all work?
No, the worker bees are all female. That's like 90% of your beehive is female worker bees, but they're not fertile. For some reason, a worker bee is female but not fertile.
The only
fertile bees are the queen and the drones. And the drones are the male bees, and there's only a handful of them.
Yeah,
they don't do shit. I mean, the worker bees are the ones that go collect the pollen, make the honey, make the wax.
Gotcha.
The drones, they sit in the lazy boys and watch football all day. You know, they don't do shit.
There you go. See, that sounds like fun.
Right. But I got to tell you, me and the clay people are here in a savage state of Florida, living a Florida lifestyle and enjoying it. Man, I'm telling you, it was wonderful. We had a nice Saturday. We had a beach party, and we buried two. First, we rolled the clay people in carnita juice, and then we filled them full of sand. We, you know, packed them up with sand, and then we buried them halfway in the sand. And I told them, I said, you know what? You look like sandcastles. So I told them, be quiet. And then when somebody walks by, open your eyes and make a noise. Well, I'll be a son of a bitch. The people were putting money down. They were thought they were like what mines or some shit. You know, they were throwing money. So I tell you what, it's getting a little colder on the beach. So when we get enough money for an Uber cab, I'm going to come by the studio in Tampa. And maybe I can, you know, sleep under the desk or something.
You guys can camp out in the break room.
We'll come by.
You can turn on the toaster oven; it kind of heats it up and everything in there too. Just don't run it too long, because it might set the place on fire, and that would be bad.
All right. But we like that Chinese joint over there by your studios.
Oh yeah, the one down that thing's fantastic. Yeah. They'll deliver for free because it's only like 20 feet away.
Man. I love that egg roll and that Hu Flung Poo.
Hu Flung Poo? Hu Flung Poo? I love Hu Flung Poo.
Good shit.
Do you get chicken Hu Flung Poo or do you get tofu Hu Flung Poo?
Oh, man, I get the chicken Hu Flung Poo.
You get the chicken Hu Flung Poo? There you go. My cholesterol's high, so I have to get the tofu Hu Flung Poo.
All right, I'm having a wonderful time here in Florida, and man, I'm telling you, living. Joe, you gotta stay warm up there in that crazy town where it's snow, rain, and sleet, and all kinds of other shit. I don't know what the hell's going on up there, man. That's some crazy shit there, man.
What was that, Joe?
Overall, it's been normal. It's been warmer than normal, except for this week.
Yeah, well, you know, it's crazy out there. It's a crazy world. I always said that. So anyway, but you guys are doing a hell of a job. But man, you're fucking my brain up because you're moving Friday, Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah, Ezell, it's gonna be like that for a while. So I apologize, but it's gonna be messy for a while.
Man. You know what? You guys are busy guys. Oh, Ezell, he's just chilling out here on the beach, man.
Right,
having a good time.
We'll send it by on one of those planes that flies by with the message about the Geico insurance. We'll send one by. This is Ezell. Show on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. We'll tell you when it is.
All right, or send a drone with a little letter on it, you know, like a little sign on the drone. You know, you
we try to do it. That, but the rednecks shoot them down all the time.
Oh, man, let me... We went to Walmart. Me and the gay people went to Walmart.
Yeah.
Man, I love the rednecks in Florida. Man, there's some funny people, man. They're the only people that work and can tell a story that's an hour long and get paid for it, man.
I know, right?
Talking this, Yeah, I'm talking to this guy, Gary. Man, I found out his whole life story in an hour, man. Oh, man. And then he told me he was on the clock. I said, well, okay, that's cool. That's cool, man. I guess it was $5 an hour, it ain't bad, you know.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, hey, I that's why when the cashiers ask me how I'm doing, I just look at them.
Yeah.
Just stare at them blankly and they don't talk to you anymore. If you say anything else, they start telling you about their aunt that has cancer and their little child that has like a prolapsed rectum and like something else going on with their auntie mama, Bobby Jean, and her breast cancer.
Like having hemorrhoids?
It's like having hemorrhoids on like it's like having like a really bad case of hemorrhoids.
That's a mother, man, I tell you. But anyway, I sure love it down there. Man, the people are just unusual. Uh-oh. Is that the ugly lights?
That's the ugly lights coming on east now.
All right, boys, we'll see you next time. Let's just light that banner by next time we're having a show.
All right, we'll make sure you find out somehow, Ezel.
All right, good listening to you guys. Have a happy new year.
All right, Ezel, have a good one. We'll talk to you later.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, thanks, folks. Hey, it looks like the ugly lights are coming on, and I don't remember what day of the week is anymore. So thanks for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, boy, I think Roger has the lobby tree set to perpetual burn. How does he do it?
Oh, my goodness, how'd that happen? Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Sound the alarm.
Well, anyways, I'm glad you can join us for the Joe and Anthony Show here on Triumph Radio. Be sure to tune in on the weekend for the World Giver Hour, Saturdays at noon Eastern, and then Weekend with Joe, Saturdays at 4 p.m. Eastern, Headphone Meditation, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and a whole lot more. Visit triumph.org for a complete broadcast schedule.
You can make your commute more commutable with the weekday rush hour hosted by Betty starting at 6:30 a.m. Eastern and Traffic with Toppers starting at 3:30 p.m. Eastern every weekday. Also, be sure to catch the Inept Supervillains podcast at its new time, XX Nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, classic radio programming on Throwback Thursdays, and hot dance mixes from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday Tea Dance. Visit Chiampa.org for our complete schedule.
You know, folks, since you're here, keep yourself embellished in XX programming.
XX programming.
Technique you audio procedures. How do I do this, you ask? It's easy. Just keep one of your devices perpetually tuned to Shyamp Radio. Yeah, that's right. Leave it on in the background. You can find us in the TuneIn app, as well as anything that plays Shoutcast streams, or you can listen on the web. Just go to chiampa.org.
Yeah.
That's right.
Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, I've been having a hard time talking. It's just like I'm having this liquid burping sensation that's just not cool. It's un-American, I tell you.
It is un-American. It's like alien-like. It's like totally alien-like. Are you gonna make it?
No. I need 411 insurance.
You need 411 insurance. There you go.
I'm so happy.
God bless American insurance companies.
It's been a show.
It has been a show anyway. Thanks everyone for tuning in tonight. Check out our blog at triumph.org. Remember, folks, thanks for tuning in. We'll be back. Don't know when. In about a week. Sometime in a week. Maybe a Thursday. Don't take off in an unattended FedEx truck after sucking on a stranger's toes while exposing your credit report to a cow using a Ring doorbell while getting a Hummer in a stormtrooper costume. Yippee, haw, kaye. Have a good night, good week, and stay tuned for whatever the fuck is coming next with a Y for Why Not?
That's a wrap. Bye-bye with an
There you go.
Technology. For more information, visit Shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio. I don't know.
You get cut off.